I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. There is going to be a whole lot of Hollywood in Denver next week. The stars are heading to the Democratic National Convention. Plus, actress Lisa Ray releases photos in Essence magazine of what she says is abuse. Here to get us up to speed on celeb and entertainment news, we've got Newsweek magazine's national correspondent, Allison Samuel. So, hey, Allison, and
Hi.
We are both going to be in the same place at the same time. We live in L.A., but you're always so busy. And, you know, I am looking forward to hearing your download on what is going to happen outside of the convention hall. So let's start with, who are some of the artists that are even showing up?
Kanye West, you know, is one of the big artists because he's going to be performing at a lot of after parties and also supposedly on the convention floor. People like Hill Harper, he's giving big parties, and he's also going to be on TV One anchoring some of the convention coverage. So it's going to be a lot of sort of, I think, Mary J. Blige, people like that. Everybody's coming through. Spike Lee is going to be there. People really want to see this convention. It's a big deal. So, you know, it's historical. So, so many celebrities are just coming through just to be a part of it.
Clearly, a lot of people who appeal to a 20-something audience, mm-hmm. with the Obama campaign really trying to court that audience, right. Artists are coming out, you right. know, I'm sure for their personal beliefs, but also it's a big venue.
Right.
Do you think there's an imbalance in celebrity power, which has been a big issue in campaign ads, between the DNC and the RNC conventions?
I think so. I mean, I think that's always been the case. I think the, you know, Democratic Party has always sort of, you know, sort of geared itself towards a liberal point of view. And so Hollywood, you know, has taken up that cause. And I think now with Obama, you have the very young part of Hollywood coming out, the Kerry Washingtons and, you know, and Kanye West and people like that, people that you sort of normally wouldn't have sort of seen out in the forefront. You see them now. So I think, yeah, it's definitely more of a Hollywood factor. I think George Clooney, you know, he's giving a party next week. Those kind of people, you know, powerhouses are coming out. And yeah, you won't see them as much at the Republican convention.
Let's go back to Kanye for a mm-hmm. second. He really kind of not just put his toe in, but jumped into politics at a moment during a NBC telethon for victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That caused some ripples because yes. that was not on the teleprompter.
No, it was not. Mike Myers certainly didn't think so. The guy who was standing next to him, his face just dropped when Kanye said that.
How serious is hip-hop politics this time around, you think? You know, P. Diddy did
right.
Mm-hmm. Vote or Die four right. years ago.
Right.
And is there anything comparable?
Well, I think that, you know, now T.I. is in it. He's in sort of, he's doing a lot of sort of voter registration around the country. Part of it is a part of his sort of legal battle. But he says he's very interested in politics and that he really wants to see Obama get in. I think as these guys like Jay-Z and Kanye and Puffy, they're businessmen now. They're making tons of money. So it is in their best interest to sort of be aware of what's going on in the political world. So I think we're going to see more of that. As they gain more power, they're going to be more interested in who has the power, you know, in the White House. So I think it's a great transition. I think it's a great trend that these guys are really becoming more interested in encouraging other young people to sort of feel the same.
Let's move on to a piece of sports news, mm-hmm. Or rather the sports and personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
You spent the day with Shaquille O'Neal in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you get any info on the on-again, off-again marriage divorce?
Well, you know, his wife released a statement earlier this week saying that they were going to get back together, and they were back together, and everything was great. On his part, he wasn't as comfortable talking about it. He talked more about his kids and what it was like to be with his kids and how beautiful they were and how happy he was that he was with them, and that was one of the reasons why he wanted to stay in the marriage. It was because he wanted to spend time with his kids. You know, it's been rocky. He's had a lot of things go on over the last year, and he's the one who filed for the divorce. But I think, you know, it's very hard to go through that kind of thing in the middle of a career. If you look at Michael Jordan, he waited until after he ended his career to actually divorce his wife. So I think there are a lot of things going on that sort of plays a factor into sort of why it's not happening right now. Most importantly, like I said, the children.
He's done everything from movies to marketing
mm-hmm.
As part of his celebrity. what else is going to go on from now forward, particularly with the children and entering the empire?
Well, he has about another 2 years left on his contract, and then he plans to do more with real estate. As you know, he's buying up now a lot of the foreclosures in Florida, buying up foreclosures of African Americans, purchasing them, and then sort of selling them back to them at lower interest rates. So that's something that he's really sort of gung-ho about, and he wants to do more of that as time goes on. He's working on his PhD, which is, you know, just something he's incredibly proud of, and he feels like he wants his kids to know that, you know, education is important and that they have to go to school. So he has, like, you know, plans beyond plans, other sort of businesses he wants to open. So he seems, you know, pretty clear on what he wants to do after the game is over.
Let's just talk a little bit about Lisa Ray, actress, first lady of Turks and Caicos, which is a big tourist destination. And now she is in the TMZ zone with divorce news, photos on Essence showing bruises she alleges are from abuse.
Right.
What's really going on with that?
Well, they're going through a very ugly divorce. And I think what her sort of opinion is that, you know, she's been abused. There've been, you know, allegations of affairs on both ends, actually. And I think her point is now is to sort of let people know what kind of abuse she went through, because that is what you do when you're going through a divorce. You have to have that stuff documented. And I think she putting it on Essence.com. She also released a press release a couple of weeks ago when her husband was supposedly with Roxy from 106 and Park. I think all of that is really an elaborate plan to sort of, you know, before you go into divorce court, have all your ammunition out there before you get there. So it's actually pretty smart on her part. But she claims she is abused. The bites, they sort of had a biting sort of match. She and her husband, and both had to go to the hospital for medical sort of help. So I don't know. It seems like a very ugly situation for her.
Is it fair? Mm-hmm. I guess it's fair. Mm-hmm. All's fair in love and war. Mm-hmm. And this is both. Mm-hmm. To use the media as a tool in your divorce.
You know, you're seeing that more and more. You know, the woman in New York who went on YouTube to sort of, you know, talk about her divorce and why she needed more money, she lost that case. But, you know, I think the media now is being used for everything, you know, and it can work and it can sort of work against you. But I think someone of Lisa Ray's stature who, you know, doesn't work that much, who, you know, isn't necessarily a household name in mainstream America, yeah, I think this probably is the best case scenario for her to get her story out there is through the media.
When we think about issues like this, mm-hmm. issues like abuse, mm-hmm. they're so big.
Right.
Is this something that the media audience has an appetite for? You think about all the talk shows.
Right.
Is this something we're asking for?
Yeah, I think anything that's drama, and that's obviously a lot of drama. She's someone who is well-known in the Black community. So I think, you know, it's something that I think other women can probably relate to in terms of the bruises and just sort of having to sort of, you know, fearing for your life, which is what she said she was doing. And then trying to sort of come out of a divorce, you know, on the better end of than you went in. I think all women can sort of relate to that. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's something in the Black community in particular that I think women are really interested in. Like, how do you do that?
Well, Allison, great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is an award-winning national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and she joined us from our NPR West studios in Culver City, California.